You have to find somebody you can trust, somebody you can rely on, and I want to be that person for you because we want to dig farther and deeper and get to the truth beyond the noise of the mainstream media and their parroting of certain narratives. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. It's the Steve Gruber Show for Thursday, December the 19th, 2019. Thank you for being here. All right. Three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the polar vortex rolling through the middle of the country and across the eastern seaboard. Will a white Christmas follow it, Mike? Number two, big news. A federal appeals court has struck down the key provision of Obamacare, saying it's unconstitutional. The entire law could fall now. And number one, President Donald Trump becomes the third president in American history to be impeached. This time, however, is different. It's different because it happened completely along party lines. Nancy Pelosi and her hordes of socialists demanding that Trump be impeached has done that. But Nancy Pelosi now saying she's not sure when or even if she'll send the articles of impeachment to the Senate for a trial. I think she has to. It's another game by Nancy Pelosi trying to game the system because they're demanding that the trial in the Senate will not be a fair and impartial trial. No, probably not. All the Democrats have made up their minds, and the Republicans have made up their minds. And she says, well, we can't have that. She's trying to exact leverage on Mitch McConnell. And to that, I say to her, good luck, Madam Speaker. You're going to need it. And while all of that was going on, thousands of us were in Battle Creek, Michigan at the Kellogg Arena. I was there. Ivy was there. And a few, well, 10 or 12,000 of our closest friends were there with us as well. A raucous rally. The president spoke for something on the order of 2 hours. I mean, he went through everything, top to bottom. He didn't really mention impeachment much because when he walked into the room, he had not been impeached. When he walked out of the room, he was the third president in American history to be impeached. But again, the difference being no time in American history has anybody ever been impeached on a strictly partisan vote. Three Democrats did jump ship on one article of impeachment and join the Republicans. Four on the other. Tulsi Gabbard, one of those jumping ship and just voting present. She would not vote for the resolution for impeachment. Said the president should be held to be to account, but not this way. And then during the speech, he did address this, the president. During his rally speech, he did address this with his faithful. And he said, impeachment? Who would know that we're going through impeachment? I want you to hear this. It's from the president saying he's not sure what's going on with the impeachment. Go.
By the way, it doesn't really feel like we're being impeached. Do you? The country is doing better than ever before. We did nothing wrong. And we have tremendous support in the Republican Party like we've never had before. Nobody's ever had this kind of support. But this sacred season, our country is thriving, and it's thriving truly like it has never happened before to the extent. What's happening now, and by the way, your state, because of us, not because of local government, but because of us, because of the job that we've done, because I understand she's not fixing those potholes.
Which is the big battle for anybody who's looking for the inside joke there. In Michigan, the big battle is over fixing the damn roads. The governor here, the Democrat, elected, of course, on fixing the damn roads. And it hasn't happened. But I'm going to share this with you. More polling now. More polling. Doesn't even include the Gallup polling here. But impeachment is underwater. Impeachment is underwater in an ever higher clip. 48% of the Real Clear Politics average oppose impeachment now, well above anything that we've seen previously. And that is good news for the president. The Quinnipiac poll, no by 6 points. The Quinnipiac by 6, USA Today by 5, Gallup by 5. Big swing in the Gallup poll. 12 points swing against impeachment in just the last couple of weeks. Not good news for the Democrats in any measure. Not good news at all, as the push for impeachment is not getting trained. And the only polls, there are two polls being used in the Real Clear Politics average that keep showing impeachment is favored. These two polls, one from Politico and one from The Economist, have never shown an opposition to impeachment. In fact, at one time, both of those polls showed people favored impeachment by 15 points. I think those are not credible polls. And furthermore, when you go to the states like Iowa and Wisconsin and Michigan, where there's been polling recently, President Trump winning in these places, as impeachment is less popular in those places than it is anywhere else among independents. No by 22 points in a Quinnipiac poll just recently. Other polls, no by 6 and 7 points. Independents are not interested in any more of this. And if Nancy Pelosi persists in this game of not sending the articles of impeachment, having now been voted and passed in the House, over to the Senate for consideration in a Senate trial, she will perpetuate the investigations. She will perpetuate this witch hunt, and it will not benefit her or the Democrats come November of 2020. I believe they've already done permanent damage. I believe they've already done permanent damage to their brand and actually to the country, because they have cheapened impeachment. Impeachment is almost meaningless today. And there are a bunch of people waking up today now going, wait, I thought he was impeached. How is he still president? They're back to crying and sucking their thumbs because they don't understand how it works, because they never paid attention and their professors didn't explain it to them. Their professors failed to explain to them how impeachment actually works and how you get there. So they're disappointed. And so here's where we are going forward. Nancy Pelosi being coy and not admitting what she's going to do with the articles of impeachment, saying, yeah, maybe I'll send them, maybe I won't. She is trying desperately to set up a confrontation with Mitch McConnell, and good luck to her on that, as I said before. Meanwhile, the other parts of the investigations will continue. We already know what Michael Horowitz said and how the FBI predicated its entire investigation of Carter Page and other American citizens on the false document and the false narrative of the Steele dossier. That's going to come to the light even more. John Durham is going to be issuing subpoenas. He's going to be issuing charges. He's going to be issuing real consequences soon. You watch. That's also going to change the narrative. Democrats went all in on impeachment. I warned you not to do that. I told you not to overplay your hand. Now that you have, you own it. You own this stain on the Republic for the rest of your existence. You own it. You may not like Donald Trump. Many people do not. But to attack a guy relentlessly for 3 years because you don't like him and don't like the way that he runs his administration and don't like the way he runs his mouth, frankly, and you don't like the way he conducts himself, that is no reason to impeach a president. It's not about a popularity contest within your walls. We'll have more after this on the Steve Gerber Show.
Protecting Michigan's waters is critically important, and so is providing the energy that fuels Michigan's quality of life. A tunnel for Line 5 is the right solution. This underground concrete tunnel housing Line 5, deep under the Straits of Mackinac, means multiple layers of protection and virtually no chance of a leak into the Great Lakes. It also eliminates the possibility of an anchor strike, and it means no interruption to the energy that Michigan needs. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Line 5 Tunnel.
Hey, parents, do kids think you're out of touch because of the way you dress?
Yes.
Well, say hello to instant style with Fashion On. Just spray Fashion On whatever you're wearing and look cool in an instant. Turn orthopedic shoes into vintage high tops, pleated khakis into skinny jeans. Even clip-on ties become fly gold chains. Just spray, let it dry, and presto.
What about my fanny pack?
You mean your hip MP3 player?
Wow.
What about my bifocals?
You mean your hot pink shutter shades?
Hey, I can't see.
But your kids can see you, and trust me, they see fashion.
Thanks, Fashion On.
Fashion On is not available in stores because it doesn't exist. But that's okay. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Because kids in foster care don't need perfection. They need you. For more information on how you can adopt, go to AdoptUsKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
Every week at Ellie's Place, peer support groups help hundreds of children and teens learn to cope and begin to heal after the death of a parent, sibling, or someone close to them.
It just made me feel like I wasn't the only one going through this.
1 in 12 children in Michigan will experience the death of a parent or sibling before the age of 18. At Ellie's Place, children interact with peers who've suffered a similar loss and express their emotions in a secure and empowering environment. Learn more at elliesplace.org.